he has certainly not disappointed in 2021. I told you he is on pace to win 220-plus races this year, already on that pace, and it would be the fifth consecutive year that Brad has topped the 200 win mark, and here he is coming off of that big win in the Risen Star with Mandaloon last weekend, and on Saturday, well, later today, he will send out Nick's Go in the Saudi Cup. Brad, appreciate the visit, my friend.
Good morning, Mike. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, and I said Saturday. We are recording this interview, full disclosure, here on Thursday, so I want to make sure we let everybody know that. But first of all, where are you? What part of the world is Brad Cox in right now?
I'm at the fairgrounds in New Orleans. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to make the trip with all the delays and cancellations with racing here in America. I just kind of thought it may probably in the best interest to stay closer to home and kind of figure out what's going on between Oakland and the fairgrounds with the cancellations with trying to get a Central Florida Illinois back to the races. So, you know, we got a good staff in place in Dubai, and excited about the races later today.
Yeah, all right. Let's talk about what you're going through with Essential Quality, and of course Monomoy Girl, who was scheduled to get back to racing at Oaklawn as well. This is crazy, Brad. Canceled not just once but twice now. So what does that do? I guess more so for Essential Quality, because you're pointing for a specific race on the first Saturday in May. What do you do to make a change? How's it coming here for you?
You know, right now it really doesn't affect I don't feel like it's affecting our schedule much at all. If we can get the race in next weekend, I feel like we'll be on track for, you know, another race, and then hopefully our third race on our layoff would be the Kentucky Derby, as well enough in our first two. But that's kind of what we're looking at right now. So I don't really feel like it's affected him at all. And like I said, hopefully we can get the race in next weekend.
Yeah, what about your preparation? You get a horse ready to peak for a certain date, and now you've had to do it thinking it was going to be this weekend. You had to get him ready, and now you got to get him ready to peak next weekend, too. Does that affect your preparation at all?
You know, not really. My intent this past weekend, last Sunday, was to, give him somewhat of an easier breeze, and then maybe a little bit more this weekend. Do with him, but overall, I feel like he's pretty good fitness wise. We'll hopefully be able to ship him up, three days before the race, in preparation for the Southwest. Now it's going to be run on Saturday, so we're hopeful we can get up there and start the process get a few gallops over the track and then schooling a few times and staying in the gate. So, all that stuff's important, but I feel like his fitness level's right where it needs to be for a good performance off the layoff.
You talk about his breezes. Are you breezing a horse right now? I can hear the wind whipping through your phone.
Yeah. We're going to be breezing horses throughout the morning. We breezed a few early, and, we have a few left to go.
Yeah, it sounds pretty windy at the fairgrounds. You've had to dodge a few bullets there, too, in terms of the weather and the track conditions and everything. Has that affected things in New Orleans for you?
No, not a whole lot. We've just missed one day of training. Credit to the fairgrounds and Oakland for keeping everybody. They're not just throwing this on us like we missed training Tuesday morning at the fairgrounds, which we raced, and it was good. It would give them an opportunity to get the track ready for racing that afternoon, Mardi Gras day. And both racetracks have been up front and been able to obviously Oakland canceling so far out is actually very, very helpful.
Spend a minute looking back. We'll stick with the three-year-olds for a minute. Mandaloon last weekend, impressive in the Grade 3 Risen Star, looked every bit the part of a major Derby contender. Share your thoughts on that performance.
I thought he ran huge. I mean, he got the same trip that he had in the LeCompte. The only thing different really was the blinkers and maybe a little more, obviously another 16th of a mile. But he's a nice colt. We've fought a lot of him from last summer and last fall. He started showing that he could be a really good horse. And, it's really rewarding when, you see it in him and then they're able to show up and do it in the afternoon. And, he's a colt that, has obviously got enough points. It appears to be in the Derby. And, I'm not going to say on cruise control now, but, we can pick out one spot between now and the first Saturday in May, hopefully make a good account of himself, and, you know, he'll be ready and on top of his game, hopefully Derby Day.
Yeah, that's a big advantage, knowing that you're likely in the field now. You can pick and choose your spot that you want to go next. What do you think, Louisiana Derby, or do you try to get something a little closer to the Kentucky Derby?
Well, I think as of right now, we'll look at the Louisiana Derby. It comes up first. It's back in 5 weeks, so it probably makes the most sense. But like you said, there is, you know, we could also look at the Bluegrass as well. So, you know, we'll just kind of see how he trains over the next couple weeks and make a decision. Garrett O'Rourke from Judmont, and he, like I said, he's a nice colt, and you know, I don't think it would be a bad thing him having a good bit of time between the Louisiana Derby and the Kentucky Derby. So, you know, we'll just kind of see how it plays out over the next few weeks.
How about on the filly side of things? Tell me about the three-year-old fillies and what you might be looking at there.
As far as the three-year-old fillies go, you know, we've got some good ones between Travel Column was second in the race. She ran a good race off of freshening. You know, she'll come back in either the New Orleans, the Fairgrounds Oaks or the Ashland. We have Sunpass. It's a good filly that was fourth, disappointing fourth in the Silver Bullet Day. Came out of the race in great shape. Has had a couple works since, and we're going to point her for possibly the Honeybee or the Fairgrounds Oaks. And we also have Coach up at Oakland. She's being pointed for the Honeybee as well. So, and I think we got a good group of three-year-old fillies.
Talking with reigning champion trainer Brad Cox here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. I know you got a lot of work to do, Brad, but I'll ask you about two more horses, Monomoy Girl and Nix Go, of course, going in the Saudi Cup later today. Tell me about those two horses now and what you're expecting from them.
I just couldn't – I mean, really, with Nix Go, I mean, he's trained so well. I mean, he's just been so consistent all fall and throughout the winter, and has given us enough confidence to try this Saudi Cup. Obviously, you know, it's a one-turn mile in an eighth. I don't think it's going to bother him at all. I mean, we have one of the best jocks in the world on him in Joel, and he obviously has experience on the horse, having rode him his last three. He has confidence in the horse, so I think we're in a very, very good spot. And I couldn't ask the horse to be doing any better. He had a great work over there on Monday and bounced out of it in good order. So he's on track to run a big effort, I do believe. As far as Monomoy Girl, you know, kind of more of the same with her as far as just being very, very consistent, actually, you know, throughout her racing career, and just excited to get her started back. You know, this is our prep for the Apple Blossom. And, you know, once again, with the loss of time, really doesn't affect – I feel like it is affecting our schedule much with her at all. So we're excited to get her started back next weekend. Her race will be on Sunday of next weekend.
Brad, a lot of things to keep track of, a lot of irons in the fire, but that's a good thing when you're training racehorses and you're training them at this level, my friend. Keep up the great work. All the best with the entire stable. And, again, can't thank you enough for a few minutes here this morning.
Thanks, Mike. Talk to you soon. Thank you very much.